Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
So for this week's topic, I wanted to talk about something that's really important in terms of educating ourselves on emotional abuse and narcissistic abuse, and that is the emotional abuser's dance, the dance that we kind of do with this person. So the back and forth that we do, the hoovering that then happens with a narcissist, but I think it's really important to understand and learn these kind of patterns that emotional abusers, manipulative people, narcissistic people will use in relationships, because if you're not aware of these things, then you're just going to keep falling into these traps. I know for me personally, I think it's really important that we educate ourselves on these things, regardless if you have been in an emotionally abusive relationship. I do think the younger the better. The minute, you know, your son or daughter starts dating, I think that they should know about emotional abuse. I think they should know about these types of tactics that people will use, because a teenager can use them as well. And it's just passed down from generation to generation. So if we're not aware of when people are gaslighting us, or, you know, manipulating us, or making us feel guilty, and we are that codependent person, and maybe we don't have a lot of self-confidence in ourselves or self-worth, we're going to take on the abuse. Now, with the emotionally abusive cycle, the reason why I wanted to discuss this is because I think it's important to know when you're playing this dance with someone, and when it's time to kind of throw in the towel on a relationship. So let me go over a couple of things to help you understand this abusive cycle. Now, if you're dealing with a narcissist, a true narcissist, you are 100% going to enter different phases in your relationship. And for the most part, even healthy relationships will go through some of these phases. It is normal towards, you know, the growth of a relationship, the beginning and the middle, and then, you know, as we continue growing in our relationship with our partner. But the first phase of any relationship with a narcissist is the love bombing phase. This is the honeymoon phase. This is the charming, we're meant to be, we're soulmates after 4 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, this is when, oh my God, we're so similar. I finally found you. You're amazing. You know, you're being put on a pedestal. You know, if you're a guy and you're dealing with a narcissistic woman, she is so sexual with you in the beginning, and she really makes you feel like a man, and she's doing all of these things for you in terms of really taking care of you. Very, very early on in the relationship. Now, most relationships will go through a honeymoon phase where, you know, the sex is amazing and everything is great and we're not fighting and we're, you know, we're putting our best foot forward and we're not really showing our true selves yet. But with a narcissist, this is, it's very, very quick and early in the relationship, and it can last for a good amount of time. This love bombing, it happens when they're basically trying to groom you. So they want you to just fall madly in love with them right away. And so they're gonna lay it on real thick. They're gonna be uber charming, really romantic, dozen roses being sent to your work, you know, these long, long emails and letters about how they finally found you and you're the one, and, you know, the girl that they're with now, oh, she doesn't mean anything, you know, I'm gonna end that relationship and you're the person that I've been looking for, and, you know, you're the definition of what a man should be. And these things are said, like I said, very early on in a relationship. So healthy people that are dating know they don't just give themselves away, because we're learning about each other. So I'm not going to give everything to you because I don't know you. So I can't say that you're my soulmate. I can't do all these things for you when I just met you 3 weeks ago. So I want you to understand the difference between love bombing, that honeymoon phase with a narcissist, and just a typical honeymoon phase that you're going through when you are dating someone that is healthy. They both are, you know, nice in the sense that, you know, everything is amazing, we're not fighting, the sex is great, and all these things. The difference is, With the narcissist, they are putting you on this pedestal and they don't even know you yet. And if you're insecure and you're fearful of when you're going to meet someone and you want to have kids and you want to get married right away, or if you're just codependent and you're insecure, then you're going to believe all of that. Whereas a healthy person, if they heard someone 3 weeks in saying that they're their soulmate, whoa, that is a red flag right there. So I just want you to understand the difference in that love bombing phase. So the next phase is the what I like to call walking on eggshells phase. Now, if you've ever been with a narcissist or an emotional abuser, you know that you get to a certain point where you feel like you're walking on eggshells, that nothing you do is right, it's never good enough. They always make you feel bad about yourself. It's just this constant, I don't want to set this person off because they're going to freak out and then I'm going to have to deal with it. And it's never a comfortable place to be. You just want to be able to be with someone and just be happy and together. But this person can just explode very easily. They're emotionally immature, so they don't know how to handle either confrontation or dealing with things in a relationship that normal everyday couples are going to have to go through. So this is when the walking on eggshells starts to happen. And this is also when the devaluing phase kind of starts. So this is when, they have you. You're hooked into this relationship. You are living together, you're getting married, you're engaged, like you trust this person now. So all the things that you saw in this person in the beginning of the relationship, they're starting to fade a little bit. They're starting to go, fewer and fewer. So if you guys always went out to dinner on Friday nights, let's just say, and that was just your thing, all of a sudden they don't want to go out to dinner anymore. Now they want to go hang out with their friends, or now they're going to start planning, other things, and they kind of stop making your relationship the priority, when in the beginning it was the ultimate priority. It was put on a pedestal of how important it was to them, this relationship. And now it's beginning to not really feel that way anymore. And so now this is when, the person will come home at 1-2 in the morning, and you don't hear from them because there's probably cheating going on. This is when gaslighting starts. This is when manipulation starts. This is when they begin to do certain tactics to kind of isolate you from family and friends. And these are all ploys to get them to, but basically what they want to do is they want you to feel like that person is your only source of living, your only source of happiness. They want you to be so dependent on them that you'll just keep loving them and keep giving them supply. And if you don't give them good enough supply, then they're gonna discard you. The devaluing phase is probably the longest phase, because this is when the real abuse happens. And the goal of this for them is to completely diminish any amount of self-confidence, self-worth, or self-esteem that you have in yourself. And that takes time. I mean, we're human beings, and even the weakest person, it's going to take time for an emotional abuser, a narcissist, to really get their claws knee deep in anyone. And it takes, like I said, it just takes time. So this is probably the longest phase of going through, the longest phase in a narcissistically abusive relationship, or even an emotionally abusive relationship, is this devaluing phase, because this is where the bulk of the abuse actually happens. The last phase is the discard phase, and this is where, the damage is done. This is where, if you're the victim, if you're in this relationship with an emotional abuser or a narcissist, this is when the anxiety starts for you. This is when the depression starts. This is when the panic attacks start. This is when you just lost interest in a lot of things that used to get you excited in life, hobbies that you used to have. Or this is when you maybe had friendships in your life and you don't have those friends around anymore for various reasons that include the narcissist. This is when you feel like you're miserable, that you're not the same person you once were. This is also either when they discard you, or when you just get fed up yourself and you begin to have that self-confidence in yourself to say, you know what, I've had enough and I'm done with this relationship. So for hoovering, I want to go over two different ways that they can hoover. One is if you have been discarded, and the other is if you have actually ended the relationship yourself. Now, most people think that the hoovering that happens in a relationship basically happens when you break up with a narcissist. And a hoovering attempt is basically just the narcissist's way of kind of entering back into your life. So let's say you've had enough, you're fed up, you end the relationship, and a couple weeks later, a month later, you get a text from the narcissist or the emotional abuser. Hey, how are you? Hey, what's going on? Oh, it's Christmas. Oh, Merry Christmas. Just a random text message out of nowhere. And it's basically their way of saying, hi, I'm here and I want to open the window again of communication with you. Now, if you are, this is when they will guilt you. This is when they will shame you for maybe ending the relationship, especially if you're going through a divorce and you have kids. This is when they're going to make you feel terrible for the decision that you've made and say, you know, what about the kids and we're meant to be and, you know, we have such a great relationship and you just didn't work hard enough in this relationship. You didn't give us a chance. You know, we're just going through a phase right now and just all of these things will come up. The random text message of, you know, oh my God, you know, my mom's really sick right now and I just feel so alone and I need someone to lean on. That text message happens. This is when you're going to start seeing maybe likes on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter of posts that you have, pictures that you've been posting of all of a sudden, you know, your ex is now liking everything that has to do with you. And it's just their way again, childish way of saying, hi, I'm over here. Look at me. Give me some attention. Because that's all really hoovering is. It's just a way to get you back into the relationship so you'll continue to be a source of supply for this person. Now, if you have been discarded from the relationship, so if your narcissist has, you know, had an affair or cheated on you and found another source of supply and then completely discarded you out of nowhere, then hoovering can also happen as well. And it just happens in a little bit of a different way. So most of the times when we think of hoovering, we think of someone, you know, wants this person back and wants to, you know, get their attention so they'll take them back, so they'll give them more supply because maybe their new supply isn't working out for them, or maybe they're not really happy with what's out there and they can't get any supply right now, so they kind of come back to you and want to abuse you. But if you are the one that was discarded, hoovering can happen as well. Now remember, a narcissist wants supply. Supply equals attention. So it doesn't matter the attention. It can be positive, it can be negative. If they're getting positive attention from their new supply, well, they still want more attention. They still want to stir the pot. They still want to cause drama. So they're going to hoover in a different way, which is maybe shoving the new supply in your face, maybe flaunting it all over social media about how happy they are. And now they found the one and, you know, you weren't it and all of these different things to basically hurt you. Like they want that reaction from you. They want to see that they got to you. And if you don't know any of this kind of stuff, then you're going to react. If you haven't learned how to love yourself, if you haven't learned how to parent yourself and master your emotions, you're going to react. You're going to cause a scene. You're going to get angry. You know, you may even get into an argument with their new supply and get kind of entangled into all that drama, or maybe want to tell their new supply, you know, who this person is and you better watch out for them and all of these things. When again, it's just their way of getting supply. It's their way of getting negative supply. How important it is, number one, to educate yourself on the different phases of the abusive cycle and how it just keeps going around and around and around. And we've all been in relationships probably where you break up, you come back, you know, you've had enough and then you leave and then this person comes back, promises the world, and nothing ever changed. It's just the same stuff over and over again. Some of it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a narcissistically abusive relationship. It could just mean that maybe someone is just a little emotionally immature, maybe not ready for a mature commitment, or maybe you guys just really aren't right for each other, but you still love each other. You know, when we're teenagers or sometimes even in our 20s, you know, you just find someone who's cute and you just make the relationship work. And as you get older, it's that saying that sometimes love just isn't enough. You know, like there are more things as you get older that are important in a relationship than just, hey, I find you attractive. So basically the point of this video was to understand the cycle, the abusive cycle that continues to happen. And you have to recognize this, you have to recognize when you're being emotionally abused. You have to recognize when someone is a narcissist. You have to know, you know, these traits of someone who has NPD. You have to know how to love yourself. You have to know how to have self-confidence and self-worth, because if you don't, you can educate yourself all day long. You can know everything there is to know about narcissism, but when you go out there and dating and you start dating and you're feeling insecure and you don't know how to love yourself and you're codependent, you're going to attract a narcissist, and it's not going to be so easy to see when you meet this person, because you're coming from that lack place. So remember, when the hoovering happens, if it's happening because you've ended the relationship and this person wants you back because they don't have any more supply and they promise you the world, you have to have the self-confidence to know that this person isn't right for you. You have to be able to go no contact, whether that's block them on, you know, every single social media outlet, or block them from your email, block them from your phone. This is going absolutely no contact with this person. You have to have the self-worth to say, no, I'm not interested. You have to, you know, I always tell people, the relationship that you're really looking for, you have to want that more than you want to deal with any of this nonsense that's behind you. And the longer you allow someone to keep coming back and forth into your life, the longer it's going to take you to meet the person that you're really trying to meet. So work on yourself, love yourself, know that this person just isn't right for you, and that's okay. They're toxic, they're unhealthy, they have their own situation going on in here. And right now, we're just going to work on loving ourselves so we can get to the place that we really want to be at. And if you have been discarded, know that being discarded, while it is a painful thing to have to go through, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone, it also is something that you should be really proud of. And when you can get to this place, that's when you know you've really healed. Is when someone discards you, that means that you weren't a good source of supply. And that's a good thing. That means that you actually had, way deep down in there, you had that little bit of self-confidence, that self-esteem, that self-worth to know, while yes, I may have dealt with a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have, I didn't deal with all of them. And I had standards, and I made you accountable, and you didn't want to hold up to any of that. And so that's why I was discarded. So just know that when you've been discarded and that narcissist comes around and they're hoovering and they want to get to you, they want to get that supply and attention, even though it's negative from you, or maybe it is even positive. Maybe they want to have their cake and eat it too, and they want you back, and they're still doing their thing with their new supply or whatever the drama is. Just know that you're better than that, and that they didn't break you, and that everything that that person has put you through has brought you to this place where you really love yourself and you're learning how to take care of yourself in a healthy way.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.